Longmont's Planning and Development Services Department aims to present a sidewalk snow removal abatement program to City Council by the summer, said Dane Hermson, the department's code enforcement manager. Hermson and his team are working with the Public Works Department on the proposal, which would allow a contractor to clear snow off the sidewalks of businesses and residences that have received warnings, he said. That's where the city can actually do the cleaning and then bill the owner for it. A lot of jurisdictions already do that, Hermson said. That would be our preference, because even sometimes when we are warning people and they're not getting it done, we don't really have the tool to just get it cleaned up. We have to go through a process of finding them and giving them new deadlines. The plan would require a change to the city's code that would make the system feasible, he explained. Right now, we don't really have any mechanism to recoup money if we pay a contractor to do it, Hermson said. The city has issued dozens of warnings to businesses and residences so far this winter season, he said. When those sidewalks remain filled with snow and ice, and warnings are ignored, fines have to be issued. We get plenty of calls from people who are slipping and falling and getting hurt out there, Hermson said. I'd say the majority of people seem to follow the code and try to clear their sidewalk without having to be asked, but there are plenty that don't get it done. Under Longmont Municipal Code, residents and business owners have 24 hours after snowfall to clear their sidewalks. The city offers resources for those who need help shoveling snow. Boulder County Cultivate Snowbusters pairs volunteers with people who need their driveways and sidewalks cleared, and the city's website includes a Google search link for those looking for contractors. The city has 4 full-time employees tasked with enforcing the sidewalk clearing rule, Hermson said. We certainly have plenty of work out there after snowstorms. We do have limited resources, he said. There tend to be quite a few residents who either aren't aware of the code and don't follow through, or aren't able to actually clear it. Some houses are vacant, and city employees can't find the responsible owner, he said. Sending fines to them and that kind of stuff really doesn't have any kind of effect on the actual safety of the area, Hermson said. Whereas if we could abate, we could give the owner a warning and a chance to clean it up. And then we could simply get it done so that the safety issue is mitigated, and deal with billing afterward. The city would likely have to go through a bidding process with sidewalk removal contractors before implementing the abatement program, he said. His team plans to present the proposal to City Council in the spring or summer.